A judge has set September 9th as the tentative trial date for a lawsuit that claims the Pennsylvania General Assembly has violated the Keystone State's Constitution by failing to provide adequate and equitable funding for public education. The lawsuit was filed in 2014 by the Education Law Center and the Public Interest Law Center on behalf of several school districts, parents, and education and civil rights organizations. According to Maura McInerney at the Education Law Center, state funding for education falls far short of a benchmark written into the Pennsylvania School Code by the General Assembly in 2008.
In accordance with those adequacy targets, bringing them up to date in terms of cost of living, it would be $4.6 billion that was required in order to ensure full funding.
Legislative leaders who are defendants in the suit say they'll argue there's no connection between the amount of money districts spend and student performance. 5 years ago, the legislature adopted a new education funding formula, but it only applies to new spending, or only about one-tenth of the education budget. And McInerney says students of color are disproportionately affected by the ongoing lack of funding.
80% of Black and Latinx students attend a district that receives less basic education funding than they would under the state's current funding formula adopted in 2016.
She adds students who attend poorly funded schools are far less likely to attend and graduate from college than those in well-funded districts. The current system forces school districts to pick up a substantial portion of education costs, primarily through property taxes. As McInerney points out, that creates a spending gap between wealthy and poor districts.
On average, the gap is $4,800 per student in terms of the gap between low wealth and high wealth school districts.
The court will finalize the trial date at a pretrial conference in June. Attorneys expect the trial to last several weeks. This is Steve Lubetkin, State Broadcast News.